Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan. I'm happy to have you here. This time of year, where things are coming up in the garden and everything, well, it's time for a little music, I think. We're going to start off this week with Dinah Shore and the Dinah Shore Show with guest Groucho Marx. This is from November 8th, 1945.
Hiya, fellas.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Groucho Marx. And now here's Dinah.
Put that ring on my finger, buy that golden wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand. If you're anxious to linger, you will have to name the day. Put that ring on my finger, go and get the license right away. You make such beautiful speeches and talk of a honeymoon ride. Now let's hear one of those preachers and that song, Here Comes the Bride. Put that ring on my finger, wrap me in a wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand.
You make such beautiful speeches and talk of a honeymoon ride.
Now let's hear one of those preachers and that song, Here Comes the Bride. Put that ring on my finger, wrap me in a wedding band. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand.
Fellas? Oh, I'm fine. And welcome to our Bird's Eye Open House with Robert Emmett Dolan in the orchestra, Ken Lane in the chorus, and my boisterous boyfriend, Harry Von Zell. Hiya, Harry.
Hiya, Dinah. How's the girl? Hey, why the hat and coat? Where are you going?
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I?
No.
Well, Groucho Marx felt that he'd been over here so often that he asked me over to his place tonight.
Oh, he asked you over?
Uh-huh.
Well, guess I'm just left out of things.
Oh, no. No, no, no,
oh, no,
Harry.
No,
no, Harry,
I
look.
Know.
Let's don't be silly, Harry. He must have meant for you to come along, too. Let's go.
Just a little love, a little kiss. Just imagine an evening alone with the beautiful Dinah Shore. I better take another look in the mirror. I've never seen myself so exquisitely groomed. Groucho Marx, you're a handsome devil. Yes, you can go a long time without seeing a face like mine. That's what the girls say. They'd like to go a long time without seeing a face like mine. And what sartorial splendor. Gad, how I fill out this suit. Maybe I better take the popcorn out of the pockets. Put it back in the balcony. Ah, lovely Dinah. Lovely Dinah should be here any minute. I'll turn the lights low. There. When she steps through that door, I'll sweep her off her feet. Come here, my sweet. Darling, let me take you in my arms.
Groucho, put me down.
Von Zell, what are you doing here?
Well, Groucho, weren't you expecting Harry, too?
Of course I was expecting Harry. That's why I put perfume behind my ears.
No, you see that, Dinah? I don't think I'm welcome here.
Ridiculous, of course you are.
Yes, of course you're welcome here. You're as welcome as an OPA man at a landlord's convention.
Oh, good. We ought to have loads of fun. What can the three of us do?
If we had four, we could play bridge.
If we had five, we could play poker.
Yeah, if we had 22, we could play football.
Oh, hey, that's great. Who kicks off?
I don't know, but I hope it's you.
Dinah. You see, Dinah, I told you, I don't have to take that from this guy, you know. Why I came here, I'll never know. I could have gone to Ciro's. I could have gone to the Macombo.
Yeah, you could have gone to the Trocadero, too. The short of dishwashers all over.
I'm warning you, Groucho Marx. You be careful what you say to me. For 2 cents, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Oh, come now, Harry. Don't spend your old week's salary on poor little old me.
Oh, gee. Groucho, I wish you'd stop. You're paying no attention to me at all.
I'm terribly sorry, Dinah. As a matter of fact, I've been looking forward with great anticipation to this visit. And I prepared a tasty snack for later.
Lovely.
Oh, Dinah, if you were only mine, I'd get you caviar from Russia, vintage wines from France, and rare spices from the Indies.
What did you get?
A salami from the delicatessen. By the way, Dinah, you haven't told me how you like my apartment.
Oh, it's charming.
Yeah, Groucho, I wonder if you know how lucky you are to find an apartment in Los Angeles.
Listen, Stiley Stout. You're looking at a man who lived in a phone booth for 6 months.
Oh, that must have been awful.
Yes, but I was getting used to it until a nearsighted old lady came in, jiggled my ear, dropped 3 nickels in my mouth, stuck her finger in my eye, and started dialing Milwaukee.
What happened?
What happened? She got 3 bars of chocolate. She didn't know, but that night I was a candy machine.
Well, I don't know what... You still haven't told us, Groucho. How did you manage to get this apartment?
Well, it was a strange coincidence. You see, a very dear friend of mine had this apartment until some anonymous person wrote a letter to the landlady saying that my friend was a murderer and a jailbird. So she kicked him out.
Oh, gosh. Anyone who would write a letter like that must be a rat. Don't you think so, Dinah?
He certainly must be a rat. Don't you think so, Groucho?
Pass me the cheese.
I'm in love with you, honey. Say you love me too, honey. No one else will do, honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny. Funny, but it's true. I loved you from the start, honey. Well, bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey. Honey, when I'm with you.
It was so lovely of you to prepare such a sumptuous spread.
Oh, yeah.
The cold chicken is delicious.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Grouch, how's about passing me another drumstick?
By all means. It's only the 5th drumstick you've had.
Oh, we only had 2 chickens. How could there be 5 drumsticks?
It's very simple. One of the chickens used to go around with Gene Krupa. But, Dinah, let's forget about Harry. It's you I'm thinking of. You look so lovely sitting there in the candlelight.
Please pass the horseradish.
Here. Your eyes, Dinah. Your eyes are like two...
Stuffed olives, please.
Here. And your cute little nose, Dinah. Your nose reminds me of a...
A pickle, please.
Here. And your ears, Dinah. Your ears look like... And the first guy who asks for the cauliflower gets slugged.
Groucho, everything is simply delicious, but I just can't eat another bite. I'm sorry.
Get a load of Von Zell looking around for crumbs. Speaking of crumbs, how would you like to look at some old pictures of the Marx family?
Oh, I'd love to. Family albums fascinate me.
Well, look at this one. It's a very unusual picture of me taken when I was 14 years old.
What's so unusual about it?
I was only 13 at the time. And look, here's one that brings back tender memories. It was taken when I first fell in love. Isn't she lovely?
Groucho, that's a Cocker Spaniel.
I know. That's why we never got married. Dinah, the last I heard of her, she was in Boston, living with a greyhound bus.
Oh, this one is really precious. Groucho Marx at the age of 6 months.
Give me that picture. The least they could have done was throw a blanket over me.
Boy, Groucho, you're a great host. I haven't eaten this way for months.
Yes, and after a meal like that, you should take a nice brisk walk. Say about 400 miles.
Oh, no, I'm not taking any walk. When I feel like this, I like to sit back, light up my pipe, blow smoke rings, and contemplate the future.
A future full of happiness.
A future full of corn.
Corn?
Bird's eye, quick frozen corn. Yes, sir. Golden sweet corn, Groucho. Tender, luscious, milky kernels of the goldenest corn you ever saw. All you have to do to enjoy it is to open the package and put the corn into boiling water, and presto, piping hot corn. And are those kernels fresh?
I'll say. Some of those kernels are so fresh, they made top sergeants out of them. But speaking man to man, Harry, I'd like to be alone with Dinah. I've got an idea.
Hmm?
Why don't you go to the house on 92nd Street?
House on 92nd Street?
And jump out the window.
Oh, no, I'm not going anyplace.
Well, if you stick around, I'm not going anyplace. It's subtle, but it's no good. Huh?
Yeah. Don't you fool yourself about me. The only place I'll go is where I can get bird's eye vegetables and fruit. They're so easy to prepare, you know, so delicious. They all taste so farm fresh, you'd think you'd just pick them out of your own garden.
I still think you ought to go out for a little fresh air. Why don't you take the dog for a walk?
Hmm?
Here's the leash, muzzle, and license.
Well, where's the dog?
I haven't got a dog. You'll have to do it the hard way. You know, getting rid of this guy isn't going to be too easy.
Groucho, why don't you try being subtle?
No, I heard what you said. You can forget about that subtle stuff, because I refuse to settle for anything but bird's eye vegetables and fruits. Oh, dear. There are many brands of frosted food, you know, but there's only one bird's eye. Only bird's eye gives you that famous bird's eye uniform top quality. That bird's eye fresh from the garden flavor. That's why you should always make sure the packages you pick say bird's eye on the label.
Well, I think this ought to do it. Excuse me, Dinah. Harry!
Hmm?
Come here.
What is it, Groucho?
Listen, when you get out of this house, turn right and four blocks down...
Oh, oh.
There's a light and the shade is up.
Oh, where's my hat? I'll see you later.
Groucho, where did Harry run off to?
Down the street. The grocer left the light on, and his window is full of bird's eye fruits and vegetables.
And now, a song by one of our favorite people, Vic Young. His lovely new song, Love Letters. Love letters straight. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night when I can have all the love you write. Memorize every line
from the start. Love letters straight from your line. I kiss the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start.
Well, I finally got rid of Anzel. Now, while Dinah's powdering her nose, I'll put my etchings where they'll be handy. Now, where's the incense?
I'm glad you're not the kind of man who's corny enough.
I can't imagine anything more corny.
By the way, what's that pile of pictures over there?
Those? Oh, those. Oh, that's just a lot of calendars I bought in case I go in the insurance business. Dinah, there's no use pretending any longer. I can offer you the love of a robust, red-blooded, two-fisted he-man.
You can?
Yeah, sit down and I'll get him on the phone. But really, Dinah, I'm mad about you. Every time I think about you, I hear a ringing in my ears. Always ringing in my ears. And now it's getting worse.
You better answer it. It's the doorbell.
All right, I'll answer it. And just when I was on the 5-yard line.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Marksman? How is my favorite tenant this evening?
Fine. And how is my little bird's eye kitten? And I'm not referring to your frozen puss.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were entertaining a lady.
Oh, that's quite all right. This is Miss Shaw.
How do you do?
Dinah, this is my landlady, Mrs. Cringeknuckle. Her husband was the landlord, but luckily for him, he passed away last week.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, yes, poor man. When he passed away, the tenants were so sympathetic.
Really?
Yes, they all hung their sheets at half mast.
Wasn't that lovely?
Yes, and that's more than you can say for the sheets. As a matter of fact, he was a military man. When he died, they shot off 21 cannon towels.
Marks, but I came to see you about... Well, I'm sure you realize the seriousness of the housing shortage in town.
I certainly do.
Then I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I moved another gentleman in with you.
Another man? But Mrs. Cringeknuckle, all I've got is a single bed.
Well, that's all right. He isn't married.
But I want to be alone
there,
with...
There, I knew you'd cooperate. Oh, Mr. Hillendale, Mr. Hillendale.
Come in, come in.
This is it, Mr. Hillendale, and this is Mr. Marks. And I know you and Mr. Marks will get along beautifully. Good night.
Well, greetings, Mr. Marks, and a merry good evening to you, Miss...
Shore. Dinah Shore is the name.
My, what a lovely speaking voice, my dear. You should be a singer.
Well... Well, I am a singer.
Well, then you should be on the radio.
I am on the radio.
Well, don't you be discouraged. Stick with it. Remember, Ginny Sims didn't get there overnight. And you're Groucho Marx, eh?
Yes, and the only way I can get there overnight is on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Well, don't let me bother you, folks. I'll go inside and put on my smoking jacket and my slippers, and I'll be back here with a book.
You'll be back with a book. 4,382 public libraries in the United States, and this guy has got to read in my living room. Couldn't read that very well in my living room or any place else. Why must things like this always happen to me? Dinah, precious, while he's gone, please give me a kiss.
I shouldn't.
Please.
All right.
Ah, this is the moment I've been waiting for, with your lips coming closer to mine.
Oops! Don't mind me. I'll just sit here and start this book. Say, it's awfully dark in here. Don't you find it hard to read?
I've got news for you. I'm not trying to read. You notice I didn't stumble on that, huh? But, Dinah, you promised me a kiss, and I want it.
But, Groucho, you wouldn't kiss me before a stranger.
All right, kiss the stranger first.
Oh, forget about me, folks. You go right on kissing, and I'll go right on reading.
Well, that's the best offer I've had tonight. Now, where were we, Dinah?
Well, you were about to kiss me.
Oh, yes, you were holding my hand like this, and I had my left arm around your waist.
It's none of my business, but it was your right arm.
I know, but it's her left waist. Thanks, and then I called you dearest.
Uh-oh, you called her precious.
Wait a minute, chum. If you know so much, why don't you take my place?
Oh, no, not me.
Why not?
I'm reading Forever Amber.
This is like a weekend at the Waldorf.
Mr. Boggs, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but have you heard...
What?
...that the housing shortage is getting worse every hour.
No.
Yes, I want you to meet your new roommate, Mr. Terwilliger.
Well, Mr. Terwilliger, meet Mr. Hillendale. Mr. Hillendale, Mr. Terwilliger. Miss Shaw, Mr. Terwilliger. Mr. Terwilliger, Miss Shaw. Mrs. Cringeknuckle, Mr. Terwilliger. Mr. Terwilliger, Mrs. Cringeknuckle. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Yes?
...shall we dance?
Going
oh, out. Don't leave. There'll be plenty of room. I think a spot is going to open up in the medicine chest.
Groucho. Groucho, if this is the quiet, restful evening you spoke about, I'm going home.
Please, Dinah, don't. Say, why don't you boys go over in the corner and play a little blackjack?
That's a good idea.
Good. I'll be over in a minute with the blackjack.
Now, don't you worry about us, old man. I'm sure Mr. Hillendale and I will get along just peachy. What say, Hillendale, old man?
You bet, old man.
Dinah, old man, I mean, darling. Let's forget the rest of the world. And with my arms about you this way, I can think of no one but you.
Oh, yes, darling. Let's close our eyes and make believe we're on a far-off island.
Yes, I can hear the mysterious music of the Orient.
On the road, old man, darling. Where the flying fish.
Well, stay on the road. Maybe a truck will come along. Come in. Yes, come in. Yes, I know all about the housing shortage.
Short houses? What are you
housing
talking
shortage
about?
On 92nd Street, huh?
What are you talking about, Groucho? It's me, Harry. I came back to take Dinah home. I hope you kids had a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. It's been too divine.
Oh, yes. We had a wonderful time.
Well, Groucho, I'm going now.
But please, Dinah, at least let me have that kiss you promised me.
Groucho, I'm not going to kiss you in front of this crowd.
I'll turn out the lights. There. How about it, Dinah?
All right.
That's the way I usually get them. Ah, Dinah, darling, that kiss was worth all the aggravation I went through this evening. What a kiss.
But, Groucho, you didn't kiss me.
I didn't. Then who did I kiss?
Friends, tomorrow when you march off with your market basket to do that weekend shopping, don't forget to come smiling home with some of those swell bird's eye fruits and vegetables.
They're so darn good, so clean and wholesome and garden fresh that you'd really think you had just picked them out of your own backyard. You want to know why? Well, it's because the Bird's Eye folks don't spare anything to give you the best foods grown, cleaned and prepared and quick frozen at the peak of their sunny goodness. After all, the Bird's Eye folks have been doing it for 15 years. So remember, if you want the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
Something's cooking that rates an ovation. Note that I'm in a state of elation. Call the press and I got a quotation. Tell the nation my guy's come back. No more blues for me. No, no, no more. No more. Just good news for me. Just good news in store. So roll the car out, we gotta get moving. Hang a star out, my guys are proving. When we step out, we really get grooving. Life's improving, my guys come back. Tell that preacher man today is the day. Got my feature man and we're on our way. Just good, good, good. Good news for me. Just good news in store. So roll the car out, we gotta get moving. Gonna hang the star out, my guys are proving. When we start to step out, we really get grooving, baby. Life's improving, my guys come back. Tell that preacher man today is that day. Got my feature man and we're on our way. Happy day. Hallelujah. My guys come back.
Friends, next Thursday, tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye open house, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guest, Jack Haley, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the Four Hits, the Chorus, and me too. Groucho Marx can soon be seen in the Marx Brothers picture, Adventure in Casablanca. Bird's Eye open house, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenka.
When Towser's got those mealtime blues, feed him Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, Gaines Complete Meal. It nourishes every inch of your dog because it contains meat meal, vegetables, cereals, everything dogs are known to need for red-blooded vitality and happy, healthy disposition. Veterinarians have recommended Gaines dog meal for over 16 years. Start today. Feed your dog Gaines. He'll speak. Speak for Gaines. America's largest selling dog food.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
K EFI, Los Angeles.
Earl C. Anthony Incorporated. That's the way that would have sounded if it wasn't cut off, the recording. Next, we're going to continue with music. Here's Johnny Mercer's Music Shop from December 1944.
Fellas, hope you feel tip-top. This is Johnny Mercer and his music shop. All you soldiers, sailors, and marines out there, all you gals in the service, we're on the air.
Welcome by way of rebroadcast to Johnny Mercer's Music Shop with Joe Stafford, Paul Weston's orchestra, the Pied Pipers, the June Hutton, our special guest for this evening, myself, Wendell Niles, and that singing salesman behind the counter, Johnny Mercer.
Hope we get your steady vote. We remain yours truly, unquote.
Don't knock. Walk right on in. Draw yourself up a chair while I add my hysterical baritone to Paul Weston's arrangement of Happy as the Day is Long. Trousers pressed, shoes shined, I had my coat and vest. Read a line, take a look at my lapel, see the fire, can't you tell I'm happy as the day is long. Haven't got a dime to lend, got a lot of time to spend, just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire, happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, ooh, I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. Got my peace of mind. Knock wood, I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long. I'm happy. I'm happy. Happy as the day is long. Right here, Miss Joe Stafford demonstrates that lovely is the music with magic is the moonlight.
Magic is the moonlight on this lover's June night. As I see the moonlight shining in your eyes, can't resist their power in this moonlit hour. Love began
Not long ago, the Pied Pipers with June Hutton and myself flaunted the Department of Agriculture by singing a bucolic little ballad called Singing Down the Road. Having received no complaints from the surrounding countryside, we're about to essay this rural opus once more. Nothing like the morning feeling fresh as the dew when you're going where there's clover to be mowed. The cows are in the meadow and they give me the moo as I go singing down the road. My little dog is tagging right along at my heel, so happy that he's hopping like a toad. His little tail is wagging 'cause he knows how I feel as I go singing down the road. Sun is grim, my face is tan, and I'm so carefree and gay.
Hey, hey, boy!
And as I hike, I feel just like a school kid for a day. And when my day is over, there's a gal I'm to meet. You see, but that's another episode. My heart and I are stacking up, our dreams kind of neat as I go singing down the road. Sun is grim, my face is tan, and I'm so carefree and gay.
And as I hike, I feel just like a school kid for a day.
And when my day is over, there's a gal I'm to meet. You see, but that's another episode.
My heart and I stacking up our dreams kind of neat as I go singing down the road.
One of the biggest kicks a fella like me gets out of running a music shop is the fact that every week a couple of very talented customers walk in the door, informal-like, to brighten up the proceedings with a song or a joke or, well, whatever it is they do best. Tonight our door is wide open to welcome a lovely young girl from over Warner Brothers way, Janice Page.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
Janice, I understand that before you came to Hollywood, your home was in Tacoma, Washington.
That's right, Johnny. Everyone told me that I'd probably get farther with my singing career if I came to Hollywood.
Isn't that funny? When the folks back in Savannah heard me sing, they suggested I leave town, too. I wonder how they meant that. Tell me, Janice, when you got here, how'd you manage to land a job in the movie?
Well, a talent scout heard me singing one night over at the Hollywood Canteen. The next thing I knew, I was offered a job over on the Warner Brothers lot.
Well, a talent scout heard me once, and I was offered a job over in the MGM lot.
Did you take it?
No, I found out the talent scout was from Paramount. But, Janice, if your work in the forthcoming Warner Brothers picture, Hollywood Canteen, is as good as I hear it is, your future's pretty well assured. Now, what are you going to sing for us tonight?
Well, it's a number you wrote, Johnny, called Day In and Day Out. It's a tune that's always been lucky for me.
Well, I'd say we were the lucky ones, Janice, to have you here to sing it. Introduction, maestro?
I do. with a tingle. One possibility in view. That possibility of maybe seeing you. Let it rain. Let it shine. I meet you.
That was fine.
The Armed Forces Radio Service.
In our remaining time for this week, let's drop in on Lum and Abner up there in Pine Ridge, Arkansas. It seems that Lum had a girlfriend and something happened to his date. Well, let's listen and find out what happened.
Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, John of Moundstorm. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plans to have a quiet little supper with Miss Frederick, the new schoolteacher in Pine Ridge, the other night, were ruined when Abner and Grandpappy Spears, thinking it was Lum's birthday, got up a big stag dinner for him. Since then, relations between the two old partners have been a bit strained. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store, still trying to patch up things with Lum. Listen.
Well, Lum, I've told you a thousand times I'm sorry. I don't know what more I can say about it.
Well, let it go. It's done over now.
If you want my opinions of it, I thought it sort of nice of us to give you a surprise on your birthday that way.
I told you it wasn't my birthday, Abner. I never was so embarrassed in my life when I walked in that restaurant with Miss Frederick and all you fellas jumped up and started singing happy birthday to you and hollering surprise, surprise, and that stuff.
Well, it was a surprise, wasn't it? Miss Frederick looked awful surprised, I'll say that.
Well, that weren't surprise on her face. That was embarrassment. Well, she never said nothing. I know she must have been awful embarrassed, all them men down there and her the only woman there.
Yeah.
And I know she figured I'd put you up to it, too. Granny, I doubt if I ever get her to go out with me again.
Oh, well, now, I wouldn't feel that way about it. She'll get over
And as I planned all day how I could get to be alone with her so that we could sit there and have supper by ourselves, even had Luke Spear stay open an hour late so as I'd be sure there weren't nobody else there.
Well, you can take her over some other time. Luke will stay open late any night you tell him to do it. What's wrong with tonight? Take her over there tonight.
It's a school night tonight. She don't go out during the week teaching school that way.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, why didn't you take her over there Saturday night or Sunday?
Well, she always goes to the county seat on Saturday.
County seat?
Yeah, studies there at the library. And Sunday, that dad-blamed Frank Foster had a date with her to go Kodaking.
Well, what's a school teacher doing studying at the library?
She's studying for her M.A., she says.
Her M.A.?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you let her more study for herself?
Her M.A., I said.
But you don't have to spell things out to me, Long.
I ain't spelling things out to you. That's what they
call it. I've heard of mamas helping children with their lessons, but I never heard of a young'un helping her mama before.
After that, M.A. means some kind of a degree you get for graduating from college.
Hmm. Well, now, be honest, Lon. Don't you think her mama's a little old to be going to college? Here she is sitting in a class with a bunch of young'uns, and her own daughter's teaching school. Doggy, that's funny.
I'm trying to explain
to you. Well, I reckon why she wants to go to school at her age, Lon.
Will you hush up for a minute and give me a chance to explain this to you?
Go ahead.
Studying for an M.A. means studying for a degree. You see,
you mean a degree like you get over at the lodge?
No.
She might as well give that up right now, Lon. I don't care how many colleges she graduates from. They'll never take her into the lodge. They don't take women in the lodge, and you know it.
Of course I know it. This ain't got nothing to do with their mama. It's Miss Fredericks herself, and she
says... Well, they won't take her in neither. They won't take her, and they won't take her mama. You might as well tell her before they go any further.
Abner, they don't want to get in the lodge.
Well, they can't take one of them lodge degrees without joining. That's secret stuff, Erlon. We got rules in that lodge that says no women.
I know the rules of the lodge.
Well, reckon how long it'll take her mama to graduate.
For goodness sakes. Haven't you got that straight yet? Let's just forget about her mama.
Forget about her? Oh, why, you can't do that, Mom. Why, she's going to be your mother-in-law. You want to get on the good side of her. That's the thing for you to do. The first time you see her, just tell her that you think an awful lot of her. You don't want to leave that poor old woman sitting in there at the library all by herself. More likely don't know a soul in there. Just too bad we ain't got a library out here at Pine Ridge. And then Miss Frederick could bring her mama right out here.
Abner, I told you we ain't talking about her. Granny, wait a minute. Maybe you got an idea there.
Why, of course I have. Her mama could room right over at Sister Simpson.
I don't mean that. I mean about having a library here in Pine Ridge. That'd keep Miss Frederick from going in there to the county seat with Frank Foster every Saturday. Granny's, we could do it, too. Get a bunch of books and get a long table with a green lamp on it and some chairs around it, and Miss Frederick could sit right there at the table. We could do it, I tell you, Abner.
Aye, doggy, that's a good idea. I'll tell you what I'll do. Just to make up for the other night, I'll get Elizabeth to do the cooking for you.
Cooking?
Yeah. Ain't that what you want the table for? So you and Miss Frederick can have a nice, quiet supper with just her mama alone?
Of course not. I just want the
well,
table
now,
to read on.
Well, now, it won't be no trouble for Elizabeth, Mom. I know she'd be tickled to death to do it for you.
Well, that's mighty nice of her. I appreciate it,
but
I'll
just call her up right
Abner,
now.
Abner, sit back down there. Now, leave that telephone alone.
Huh?
Let me talk to you a minute. I want to get this straight in your head.
Oh, yeah. I better find out what you want to eat first. I tell you, Lump, you ought to get Elizabeth to cook one of them chocolate pies of hers.
I don't want no chocolate pie.
Wait a minute. Don't say a word. Let me get a pencil and paper now, and I'll set this stuff down so that I won't forget it. No chocolate pie. Put that first.
Abner, we just want to study. That's all
right now. There ain't no hurry. You just go right ahead and study about it as long as you want to, Lump. When you make up your mind what you want, why, just let me know, and I'll set it down here. Another thing, Lump, Elizabeth fries chicken awful good. I believe Miss Frederick would like that.
I'll be dead blame. You get something in your head and a body couldn't jar it out with a stick of dynamite. What do you think I'm getting all them books in the store here for?
I don't know. Let's see. I'll tell you what you could do with them, Ola. You could put it in a library. We ain't got none here in Pine Ridge.
A library?
Yes, sir.
What do you think I've been talking about all this time?
Well, I don't know, but I believe that library idea's a good one, even if I did think of it.
Well, I swung too good.
See, another thing, Mom. That way, well, Miss Frederick wouldn't have to run into the county seat every Saturday, and she wouldn't get to be a Frank Foster.
That's just exactly what I've been talking about all this time.
What you been? Oh, well, I know you weren't, Mom. You was talking about getting Elizabeth down here to cook up a batch of victuals for you and Miss Frederick. Don't you recollect?
Let it go, let it go. We can put in a free public library right here in the store.
Why, sure we can.
Get a bunch of books and take all them canned goods out of the shelves on the first side there and put the books right in there and pass out some cards. Get everybody in town to bring all the books they got at home they ain't using.
Oh, it'd be the finest thing in the world. You know, there's a lot of these children around here that their folks ain't got the money to buy books for them, and they could just come down here and read all them books for nothing.
Oh, yes, it'd be the finest thing at all. And get some signs around that says, silence, please. You got to have them in the library.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, doggies, we'll get some then. Make it a first class one. That's what I want to have.
It'll make a good impression on Miss Fredericks, too. She'll see that I'm interested in reading books and getting better educated and all that stuff.
Why, sure she will. I know you'd see it my way.
Yeah, Granny, she'll be over here at the store all the time then.
Yeah.
I can help her find the books she wants and sit here and talk to her and stuff like that and put her books back in the shelves for her again she gets done reading them and all.
Yeah.
I don't want her lifting them big, heavy books.
No.
Granny, I'll show that Frank Foster a thing or two. Pine Ridge Public Library. L-lettered librarian, or whatever they call them. And I ain't going to give Frank Foster no card, neither, to the library.
Well, are you going to be the president of the library?
I don't know. I reckon so. I hadn't known much about it.
Well, now, wait a minute here. I helped her think up this idea. Doggies, looks like I ought to get to be something here.
Well, you can keep the books straight and stuff like that.
Oh, well, good for me.
Fact is, I might let you look after it during the week, and I'll look after it on Saturdays and Sundays.
You mean while Miss Fredericks is here?
Well, I reckon it does work out that way. Just coincidence, I reckon.
And then I'll stay here during the week while her mama's here, huh?
Her mama? For goodness sakes, can't you get that out of your mind, Abner?
Well, I thought that's what the library was for, to help her mama study.
If you mention that word again, I'm going to pop you right on top of the head. I said Miss Frederick was studying for her M.A.
Well, quit spelling it out, Mom. Nobody ain't going to hear us talking about it. I ain't going to tell nobody her mama so ignorant she still has to go to school, if that's what you're feared of.
Abner, you're talking about a different thing entirely.
Well, I don't see what the difference is. But if we're going to put in this library, there's just one thing I hope.
What's that?
Well, if I'm going to stay here all week with her by myself, I hope her M.A. knows how to play checkers.
Play checkers? My grannies, I give up. I don't know what else to tell you.
Can't you think of nothing?
Think of nothing?
Yeah, if you call it out, I'll set it down here. Got a pencil right here.
Set what down?
What you and Miss Frederick want Elizabeth to cook for your supper. All I got down here is fried chicken and no chocolate pie.
Grannies, that settles it. That settles it right there.
Wait a minute, where are you going, Long?
I don't know where I'm going now, but I know if I stay here, I'll go plumb stark raving mad crazy.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.